愿大家平安。
And peace be with everybody.
今天晚上跟着大家一起来学习以西结书三十七章的一个意象。
Tonight I'd like to study this vision recorded in Ezekiel chapter 37.
我们先看以西结书的三十七章。
The book of Ezekiel chapter 37.
第一节。
Verse 1.
神的灵降在我身上，神借着他的灵带我出去，将我放在平原中，这个平原遍满骸骨。
The hand of the Lord came upon me and brought me out in the spirit of the Lord, and set me down in the midst of the valley, and it was full of bones.
从第一节开始，以西结先是看到异象。
From verse 1 here, Ezekiel.Prophet Ezekiel, he saw this vision.
什么是异象？
What is a vision?
就是在灵界里面所看见的。
That is something that he has seen in the spiritual realm.
那这个是神的灵，原文作手，这两个是意思一样，降在他身上，他才看到。
And so this is the hand or the spirit of the Lord. That came upon Ezekiel, and then he saw this vision.
对我们每一个人来说，我们肉眼看到的，这是物质的世界。
For every one of us, what we can see with our eyes, it is a physical world.
因为我们是人，所以我们所看到都是物质的世界。
Because we are a physical being, so what we see are the physical world.
但是神是灵。
But God is a spirit.
那在神看来。不只是有物质的世界，还有属灵的世界。
So in God, not only there is this physical world, there is also a spiritual world.
所以神的灵降在他身上，或者神的手、神的作为在以西结的身上，他就可以看到肉眼所没有看见的。
So the hand or the spirit of God came upon Ezekiel, or the work of God came upon him, so he can see.What the physical eyes cannot see.
所以今天我们要向人介绍信仰，追求一个肉眼看不见的，这个需要有神的作为。
Therefore, today, for us to introduce to other people that something that they cannot see with their eyes, requires the work of God.
没有神的作为，你肉眼看到的就是物质界。
Without the work of God, then what we can see is only merely this physical world.
你要怎么解说灵界都很难了解。
It is very difficult and hard for us to explain the spiritual realm.
但是当神用他的灵或者神的作为开始。
But if God started to work with his spirit.
我们就可以了解甚至可以看到物质灵界的存在。
Then we may understand, even will be able to see the existence of the spiritual world.
那当我们一看到灵界的存在的时候，有时候我们会吓了一跳，因为灵界所看到的跟物质界所看到的竟然差非常的多。
If we can really see the spiritual world, sometimes we will be very surprised, because what we see may be very different from this physical world.
这个好像说。一个人外表看起来很英俊潇洒很漂亮。
For example, a person may look very beautiful or very handsome.
但是这个医生用仪器来检查，用这个 X-ray, MRI 来扫射过。
But if they were to go to a doctor and they have been MRI'd or have been X-rayed,
发现这个人生病很严重啊。
And discover that this person is quite ill.
他里面问题很多。
This person has a lot of problems.
这个没有一个很特别的仪器专家你就看不出来。
And if it's not a special equipment, or if you're not a specialist, you cannot tell.
所以第二节。
Verse 2.
他使我从骸骨的视为经过，谁知道在平原的骸骨甚多，而且极其枯干。
He caused me to pass by them all around, and behold, there were very many in the open valley, and indeed they were very dry.
这里说在平原看到很多的骸骨，而且极其枯干。
And here he saw many, very many bones, and they are very dry.
所以这一堆就是枯干的骨头。
So this is a pile of very dry bones.
那枯干的骨头在哪里？在坟墓里面。
Where would the dry bones, where do they belong? They belong in the tombs.
那枯干的骨头就是没有生命也没有价值。
Dry bones means there's no life and there's no value.
但是从第三节开始。
However, from verse 3.
他对我说：“人子啊，这些骨头能复活吗？”
He asked me. He said to me, "Son of man, can these bones live?"
哦，这些骨头能复活吗
？Can these bones live?
哦，这个人没有办法回答的。
This is not something a human being could answer.
哦，所以以西结说：“主啊，你是知道的，他也不敢讲。”
Ezekiel dare not say. So he said, "Oh Lord, you know."
那这个库特干的骨头是什么？是谁？
So who are these dry bones?
十一节
，verse 4.
主对我说：“人子啊，这些骸骨就是以色列全家。”
And he said to me,
十一节
，verse 11. He said to me, "Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel."
哦，他说我们的骨头枯干了，我们的指望失去了。
And that their bones are dry, and they have lost their hope.
其实这些以色列人还活着。
In fact, these Israelites are still alive.
哦，在以西结先知那个时代是被掳的。
In the period of the time of Ezekiel, they were captured and taken away.
但是活着是肉体。
But they are alive in terms living physically.
从属灵上来讲是没有生命的。
But spiritually, they have no life.
是没有价值的。
They had no value.
所以我们在看一个人呢，从肉眼看物质界来看，再从灵界来看，实在是大不相同。
So if we look at or examine a person from both physically compared to that in a spiritually, then we discover they are quite different.
从肉眼来看，人的一生就是春夏秋冬。
From a physical perspective, we go through the different seasons.
就是夏天在青年壮年的时候。
And so in the summer, we may be compared to our youth time.
再就掉下去就冬天了。
And then followed by, continue fall, and then followed by the winter.
或者人的一生啊，就好像太阳。
Or our life could be compared to the sun.
日出日落。
It rises and it also falls.
还有日正当中。
And then that you will hit the high noon time.
所以从那里开始，一定从那里结束。
From where it starts, from there it would end.
所以人有一个希望，就是他开始的时候。
So a human being has a hope that is its beginning.
但是希望达到最顶端的时候，就开始往下掉。
However, when the hope reached the highest peak, it will begin to fall.
这是人的悲哀。
This is the tragedy of man.
是没有一个人能够改变的。
This is not something anyone can change.
所以人过了中年以后。
Therefore, after a person passed the middle age,
我们发现体力、精神，一切都是在往下掉。
We discover our stamina, our spirit continue to go down.
这是没有办法改变的。
This is not something we can change.
只是那个掉的速度不太一样。
It's just that everyone has a different pace of falling.
所以每一个人那个坡度不太一样。
And so everyone has a different grade.
这个坡度越大的掉的越快。
The greater the downfall grade is, the faster they will fall.
那坡度越小的掉的越慢。
And the shallower the grade is, the slower they will fall.
但是到最后结论一样。
But at the end, the conclusion is the same.
就是太阳下山了。
That is, the sun has already fallen.
所以物质界来讲，我们人活着也是没有希望的。
And so physically speaking, we also have no hope.
你切一段来看，十点钟到两点钟的太阳是很好。
And if we are to compare the 10 o'clock sun and the 2 o'clock sun, they are all both very good.
但是如果你把它看全程来看。
However, if we examine the whole thing,
这本身是没有希望的。
This in itself has no hope.
这是从物质界来看。
This is from the physical world.
那再从灵界来看。
But from a spiritual perspective,
如果一个人没有认识神，
if a person does not know God,
没有得到救恩，
if he or she does not have any salvation,
虽然
salvation,
他是活着，但是他是死的。
Even though he or she lives, but he or she is dead.
活的是他的肉体。
What is living is his physical body.
死是他的灵性。
What is dead is the spiritual life.
所以这些人，这个骸骨是谁呢
？So who are these dry bones?
就是以色列全家。
It is the whole house of Israel.
他们的灵性好像骨头枯干了。
For their spiritual life is like the bones that are very dry.
那这样还有什么希望呢
？What kind of hope could they even have?
所以人如果要突破这个绝望
，So if we want to break through this hopelessness,
是有一条路可以走。
There's only one way.
就是 回来寻找神。
That is, come back to seek after God.
因为神能够做人所做不到的。
Because God can do what man cannot do.
神能够改变人所不能改变的。
And God can change what man cannot change.
在人有绝望，在神没有绝望。
In man, there is hopelessness, but in God, there is no such thing.
在人有死亡，在神没有死亡。
In God, in man, there is death, but in God, there is no death.
所以，神跟人有极大的不同。
Therefore, between man and God, we are very different.
因此，找到神就是人类希望的开始。
Therefore, seeking or finding God, it is the beginning of our hope.
所以这堆死人的骨头，他说我们的指望失去了，我们没有盼望了。
So this pile of dry bone, they said that we have lost all of our hope. We have no hope.
十一节说我们灭绝尽尽了。
And verse 11 says that we are completely cut off.
所以有一天你如果听到一个人要自杀，
So one day we heard someone who wants to commit suicide.
你要怎么劝他？
How do we encourage them?
一个最好的方法。
A best way is this.
就是说你先来认识主耶稣。
Come and know the Christ, the Lord.
来体会神的爱跟他的能力。
Come to experience his love and his power.
如果你认识了耶稣，体会到他的爱跟能力，还不能解决你的问题，那你再去自杀吧。
If you come to know the Lord and you have already found out about his love and still you cannot resolve your problem, then fine, you can try suicide.
但是如果一个人真的来追求神，
But if a person truly come to seek after God,
感受到神的爱跟能力，
If they have felt the power and the love of God,
这个人的改变是大的，
Then the change in this person will be great.
这个自杀是不可能。
It would be impossible for this person to want to have suicide.
所以在灵界里面的改变，
Therefore, the change or transformation in the spirit
是从地上到天上的。
It is from earth to heaven.
从物质界到灵界。
It is changing from the world to the spiritual world.
从今生到来世的。
From this life to the eternal life.
这是没有止境的。
This is endless.
所以一个人认识神，抓住神，跟一个不认识神或者认识神没有抓住神的人，这个结果是差别很大。
And so the difference of a person who does not know God or who, a person who knows God but did not hold on to God, there's a drastic difference.
好，那我们现在再看，那这个改变是从哪里开始？
So where does the change, let us examine where does it start?
我们看第五节。
Let us read verse 5.
以西结书三十七章第五节。
Ezekiel chapter 37, verse 5.
主对这个骸骨如此说，我必使气息进入里面，你们就要活了。
Thus is the Lord to these bones, surely I shall cause breath to enter into you and you shall live.
所以这一堆骸骨要活过来，有一个关键。
So this piles of bones can come to life. There is a key point.
就是我要使气息进到你们里面。
That is that I will cause the breath to enter into you.
我们知道神迹有两种。
And we know there are different, there are these two different kinds of miracles.
一种是发生在肉体上、物质上、精神上。
One type of miracle happens in this world in our physical life.
另外一种是发生在灵界里面。
Another miracle happens in our spiritual life.
这个两个，我们信主以后都可以体验到。
These two types of miracles, after we believe in the Lord, we can experience them.
所以有时候我们看到一个人信主以后改变这么大，我们都很惊讶。
Sometimes we are very surprised to discover a person, have a great change, transformation once after they believe in the Lord.
这个怎么有可能呢？
We say, how can that be possible?
你看他试了好久都没有办法改变。
We see that he tried so many times, but he could not change.
因为没有办法改变，婚姻有问题，家庭有问题。
Because he could not change, therefore he has problem in his life, has problem in his marriage.
人际关系有问题，甚至就业都有问题。
That he has problems in the personal relationships, and even to the point where he could not hold on to a job.
但是如果一个人信主，没有改变。
But if a person who believes in the Lord but he has no change in life,
这有两种可能。
Then there are two possibilities.
第一个就是他不愿意被神改变。
First thing is that he is unwilling to be changed by God.
第二个是他的追求不够。
And secondly, second is that he did not pursue enough.
如果一个人真的愿意投入去追求。
If a person is willing to completely pursue after God,
而且他也愿意被改变,
and that he is willing to be changed,
那这个人一定能改变,
then this person will be changed.
所以如果我信耶稣没有改变,
if we believe in the Lord and we did not change,
可能是我的追求不够,
that means we did not pursue God enough.
也可能是我本身不愿意被改变,
it also may be that we ourselves are unwilling to change.
所以一个人信耶稣如果没有改变,
therefore, if a person believes in the Lord and he did not change,
不是神有问题,
it's not that the problem lies in God.
因为神已经改变这么多人, 神哪里有问题?
For God can transform and change so many people, how can there be a problem with God?
美善的,
what is good and what is perfect comes from God.
神是众光之父,
God is the Father of light.
他没有负面的,
within him there is no negatives.
人世间有负面,
in this world there are negatives, but in God there is nothing like that.
他只有光, 他只有美, 他只有善,
within him there is only light and goodness and perfection.
所以一个人如果信主没有改变, 是这个人有问题, 不是神有问题。
So if a person believes in the Lord and he cannot change or could not change, it's not the problem is not in God, but the problem is within himself.
那神怎么改变的?
So how did God cause the change?
第三节说, 要是气息进到里面, 里面, 你们就活了, 活的就是改变了。
And the way is to let the breath come into you, and then you will change.
那这个气息在圣经里面至少有三个地方提到。
And this breath at least has been mentioned in three areas in the Bible.
这个气息也可以指着神的灵。
Breath also refers to the Spirit of God.
那神的灵, 第一个, 它有神的能力,
the Spirit of God, first of all, it will have the power of God.
第二个, 神的灵有神的生命,
the secondly, the breath of God or the Spirit of God has the life of God.
所以为什么这个气息吹到这个死人的骨头, 它会活过来?
Why is it that when the breath enters into the bones, that the bones will live?
亚伯拉罕所拜的神,
the God that Abraham worshipped,
是叫死人复活的神,
it is a God that causes the dead to raise to life.
这是不可能,
this is impossible.
但是在神是可能,
but in God it becomes possible.
他是叫没有变成有的神,
he is a God who can make something from nothing.
这是神, 人做不到的,
this is something man cannot do.
但是借着神,
however, by the power of God, this could be done.
所以在创世纪开始,
therefore, in Genesis,
神创造天地, 包括神创造亚当,
when God created the heaven and the earth, including Adam,
第一个都是神的灵在运行,
and first of all, it started with the work of the Spirit of God,
或者说神的气息在运行,
or it says that the breath of God works.
这个在原来是同一个字,
and so the breath and spirit is the same word in the original text.
我们先来看创世纪,
let us turn to the book of Genesis,
第二章,
chapter 2.
创世纪第二章,
book of Genesis, chapter 2,
第七节,
verse 7.
但神用地上的尘土造人, 这里说神以地上的尘土造人,
here says that Lord God formed man from the dust of the ground.
我们看很多小孩子在玩游戏也可以用泥土造人,
and we see that many children they play and they can also make a little man from the clay.
但是我们显然这个小孩子造的那个人是不会动的,是没有生命的,是死的。
Obviously the little people these children make, they are dead, they have no life.
那如果是用泥土造的,那这个人可能就是跟神尘土造的人一样。
And if they were to create this little man from the mud or the dust, then this little man would be exactly the same as how God has created man.
但是关键在下面一句,
but the key lies in the next phrase.
他将生气吹在他的鼻孔里, 他就成了有灵的活人, 名叫亚当。
And breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living being.
所以这个关键就是神的气息吹在这个泥土造的人。
So the key is that the breath of life has come into this the man that is made of dust.
他叫做有灵的活人。
And it became a living being.
所以在第一章里面说,
therefore in chapter 1 it says,
26节,
verse 26,
说我们要照着我们的形象造人。
That is made man in our image according to our likeness.
神用他的形象造人。
That God made us according to their image, his image.
最重要这个形象从哪里来？
And so where is this image or likeness come from?
就是神的那个气吹在他身上。
That is the breath of life has been breathed into these people, this person.
这个气有神的能力跟生命。
This breath has the spirit and the life of God.
所以人有神的形象，那个关键就是他的气吹在这个人身上。
So a man can have the likeness of God. The key is that he has the breath of God.
这就是亚当的尊贵。
This is the why Adam is honorable.
这也是亚当做一个人的价值。
This is why Adam is valuable as a man.
因为神吹在他身上，所以他有神的形象。
For God breathed into him, therefore he has the likeness of God.
所以我们今天做人的价值在哪里？
So today, where is the value of life within us?
当然，我们又可以从两个角度来看。
Well, of course, we can examine this from two perspectives.
这个就用肉眼来看。
First of all, we use our physical, worldly perspective.
就是用一般人在看人的方法来看。
So we use how other worldly people views our lives.
那我们都知道怎么去判断一个人的价值。
So all of us understand how we can value a person's life.
这个变成一个很通俗的价值观。
It becomes a very mundane and common value.
但是当我们信主以后
But after we believe in the Lord,
我们在神的作为之下
Under the work of God,
我们在灵里面来看另外一个人
If we are to examine the person from the spirit,
我们就了解一个人如果只有肉体活着但是他没有认识神在灵里面他是死的
If we will understand if a person lives physically but he does not have no God,then in the spirit, he is a dead person.
他是没有神的形象。
He would not have the likeness of God.
没有神的形象就是没有尊贵，也没有价值。
Without the likeness of God, then he is not honorable and he will have no value.
所以从这样来看，我们就知道我们人信仰追求的目标在哪里。
Then we can understand what is the goal of the pursuit of our faith.
就是追求要在神的面前成为有价值成为尊贵的人
That is, we need to pursue to be a person who is valuable who is valuable in the presence of God
就是神用气息吹在那个泥土那个亚当
That is,
身上的那个人
we need to become the man that God has breathed the breath into that person Adam
第一个神承认他是他的儿子
First of all, God would confess or admit that person is his son.
第二个，神允许他住在伊甸园。
Secondly, God allowed him to live in the Garden of Eden.
第三个，他跟神有亲密的关系。
And thirdly, he has an intimate relationship with God.
这个几个都是人世间里面找不到的。
All of these could not be found in this world.
所以今天我们需要重新来改造我们自己。
Therefore, today we need to transform ourselves.
就是需要神的气息吹到我们里面。
Then, in doing so, we need the breath of God to be breathed into us.
那个气息就是圣灵。
And that breath is the Holy Spirit.
所以一个人如果信主，他的个性没有改变。
So if a person believes in the Lord and he did not change and transform his character,
就是这个圣灵这个神的气息吹得不够。
That is the breath of God, this Holy Spirit, is not into him enough.
因为这个气息有神的本性。
Because this breath has the true essence of God.
你被它完全灌满了，这个人的神的本性就出来。
If we are fully with this filled up with this essence, then we very naturally will have God's likeness.
他的生命就很丰盛。
Then his life will be very full.
就能够表达神的本性出来。
And he will be able to show the likeness of God.
就当时像亚当一样。
Just like the Adam at that time.
所以我们今天所得的圣灵确实是大有能力。
Therefore today, the Holy Spirit we receive truly is very powerful.
所以不是说我们得圣灵进天国的凭据啊，我得到圣灵啊，没有用。那现在祷告随便了。
And it's not to say we just think that Holy Spirit is a guarantee to go to heaven. Once we receive that, then we can put it aside.
那就是我有进天国的凭据，这样就好了。
And as long as I have this guarantee at hand, then that's good enough.
我每一次祷告, 这个神的气息都不断地一直在吹我们。
Every time we pray, the breath of God continues to come into us.
在灵界里面, 我们每一次被神的气息吹, 我们都一直在改变。
Within the spirit, if we have been blown with this breath, we should be changing every time.
我们都一直在改变, 越来越好, 越来越像神。
Every time we should be changing to become better and become more like God.
这是灵界的改变,
this is the spiritual transformation. This is the work of God.
但是这需要借着人的追求才会发生。
But this can only happen from by the pursuit that we were willing to put in.
所以我们才看到为什么有的人信耶稣改变这么大这么彻底。
So why is that we see some people when they believe in the Lord that they have such a great transformation?
因为他真的有用时间有下功夫去追求。
Because it is because they really truly spend the time and they truly pursue after God.
为什么有的人信耶稣洗礼得胜你好像什么都没有改变。
But how come some people believed and they baptized and they received the Holy Spirit and yet they had no transformation in life?
因为他没有下功夫, 他没有追求。
It's because they did not strive hard and they did not pursue God.
你追求就有, 因为这是神的应许。
If we go after God, then we will have it because this is a promise of God.
他要让我们在他里面成为丰盛。
He wants to allow us to be abundant within His Spirit.
我们现在看, 哥罗西书。
If we turn to the book of Colossians,
哥罗西书,
the book of Colossians,
第二章,
chapter 2,
第九节,
Colossians chapter 2, verse 9,
二章节,
chapter 2, verse 9.
因为神本性一切的丰盛都有形有体居住在基督里面, 这第九节先 提到神跟基督的关系。
And verse 9 talks about the relationship between God and Lord Jesus. For in Him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily.
就是神的本性哦, 完全充满在耶稣的身上。
That is the fullness of God is completely within the body of Christ.
所以叫做神的奥秘就是耶稣。
That is why we say the mystery of God is Lord Jesus Christ.
耶稣这个人是最简单的一个人。
The person, Jesus Christ, is a very simple person.
他也没有受过教育。
He had not been educated.
只有33年的生命。
He only lived 33 years.
他什么都没有,很简单,这个人很简单。
He has nothing, and he is a very simple person.
但是这个人是一个很奥秘的人。
But this person is a person full of mystery.
一生都没有办法认识完毕。
Even with our whole life, we cannot truly come to know Him fully.
因为神的本性就隐藏在他里面。
Because the fullness of God dwells within Him.
就如神你没有办法永远了解,主耶稣我们也没有办法永远了解。
Just as we cannot completely understand God, we cannot completely understand Lord Jesus.
就神的本性就完完全全充满在耶稣里面。
So the fullness of the Godhead dwells in Him, dwells in the Lord.
那我们再看,
And in verse 10,
第十节,
verse 10,
你们在他里面也得了丰盛,
and you are complete in him.
哦，complete或者完全啊，那另外一个翻译叫做丰盛。
And complete or fullness or perfect in Him.
也就是说我们在主耶稣里面也会成为丰盛。
So in the Lord Jesus Christ will become full.
所以主耶稣说,我来要叫羊得生命。
So Jesus said, when I come, I will cause the sheep to have life.
并且得着更丰盛的生命。
To have a more abundant life.
所以我们信耶稣不能够一直用字面上来解释。
So as we believe in the Lord, sometimes we cannot explain this just literally.
就是信耶稣,经济会改善,信耶稣身体会健康,就这样而已,不只是这样。
Now when you say we believe in Jesus, we'll have good health, and we'll have a lot of wealth, it's not only this.
主耶稣讲那更丰盛的生命。
When Jesus said that you will have a more abundant life,
就是那个气息吹过以后有神的形象那个生命。
That is talking about the life of the breath the life that has the breath breathed into it.
就是能够荣耀神的生命。
That is the life that can glorify God.
那个就是亚当还没有犯罪的生命。
It is the life of Adam before he sinned.
也是主耶稣的生命。
It is also the life of Lord Jesus.
这个才是我们最值得追求的地方，在信仰生活里面。
And this is what we need to go after and pursue, in our life of faith.
所以神用这个气息吹在这个骸骨的身上。
So when,
骸骨上面
when God breathed the breath into these bones,
这个骸骨就改变了。
Then the bones begins, they begin to change.
我们看以西结书三十七章。
Turn back to Ezekiel chapter 37.
第七节
，verse 7。
于是我说，遵命说预言，正说预言的时候，不料有响声，有地震，骨与骨互相联络。第八节
，verse 8。
我观见骸骨上也有筋长肉，又有皮长其上，只是还没有气息。第九节
，verse 9。
主对我说，人子啊，你要发预言，向风发预言说，主如此说，气息啊，要从四方。而来吹在这个骸骨身上使他们活。第十节
，verse 10。
于是我说命的时候，预言气息就进入骸骨，骸骨便活起来，站起来，成为极大的军队。这里在讲有一个改变的过程。
And so here talks about the process of this transformation。
第七节说，我正说预言的时候
，in verse 7 said when I while I was prophesying，
有地震
，there's earthquake，
骨与骨联络。
And the bones came together.
那骸骨长筋又长肉。
And there are sinews and also flesh.
那第十节。
Verse 10.
气息就进到骸骨里面。
And the breath came into them.
骸骨便复活了。
And they lived.
所以这个气息一吹进去，我们就发现那个改变就一直在进行。
And so we see the breath coming, and we see the progression of the change.
到最后不但成为人，而且成为极大的军队。
At the end, not only they lived and become men, they become an exceedingly great army.
军队要做什么
？What is the purpose of the army?
军队就是要打战。
Army is to fight.
所以这个死人的骨头，这个气这样一直吹到最后，变成一个军队。
So the breath coming to them, these bones at the end become an exceedingly great army.
这个就是神浇灌他的灵在我们身上最后的目的。
This is the final purpose of God pouring down His Holy Spirit on us.
不但要成为有价值的人，尊贵的人。
Not only we should become a person with value.
到最后。
At the end,
能够为神做精兵
we should become Christian soldiers for the Lord,
变成极大的军队
become a great army.
在属灵里面能够为神打美好的仗
And in the spirit, we can fight a beautiful war, war for the Lord.
但这需要有属灵的改变才能够成为军队
But we need and require spiritual transformation. Only then can we become a spiritual army.
有时候我们听人讲啊，我很喜欢做圣工，安排给我做好吗？
And so we hear people say, I like to do some holy work. Can you arrange some holy work for me to do?
很喜欢做工，很好。
It is good that you want to do some holy work.
但是第一个问题，你的灵性有没有复活
？But first of all, is your spiritual life living alive?
第二个问题，你灵性有没有成长
？Second question, is your spiritual life has it grown?
第三个问题，你的灵性站得起来吗
？And thirdly, can your spiritual life stand up?
第四个问题。
Fourth question.
你的灵性强壮到可以打战吗
？Can your spiritual life is it strong enough to the point where you can fight?
所以不是说我很喜欢做圣工就可以做圣工。
So it's not to say I want to do holy work, then you can do holy work.
他要成为极大的军队之前，是气息不断的吹，一直改变到最后的结果。
And to become an exceedingly great army, it is a process of this continuous breath. From the beginning to the end.
所以我们很羡慕善工，这很好。
So if we desire to do work, that is good.
但是要从最基本的开始。
However, we need to start from the most basic.
什么是最基本
？What is the most basic?
跪下来祷告。
To kneel down to pray.
如果你要做圣工，没有圣灵，第一个要求圣灵。
If you want to do holy work without, if you don't have the Holy Spirit, first of all, you need to pray for the Holy Spirit.
因为有圣灵，才有这个神的力量、神的生命浇灌在他身上。
Only when we have the Holy Spirit can we have the power of God.To be poured into us.
那得到圣灵以后，再继续要祷告，被圣灵充满。
And if we have the Holy Spirit, we need to be prayed and to be filled by the Holy Spirit.
那你这个灵性才会强壮。
Then our spirit, the spiritual life will be able to grow stronger.
有的人喜欢做圣工, 但听人讲一句话, 他就不做了。
And some people like to do some holy work, but want to hear some words from other people, they want to quit.
魔鬼只要借着一个人的一句话就把你打倒, 那你怎么跟魔鬼打战?
And the Satan can cause a word from another person to strike you down. And how can you even fight with the Satan?
也不要刀, 也不要枪, 也不要逼迫, 一句话就倒了。
He doesn't even need sword or a knife or even any persecution. Just by mere words, he has already defeated you.
你看主耶稣从出来传道,
if we look at Jesus' life when he began to preach,
一直到他钉十字架,
until the time when he was crucified on the cross,
他经历过多少人的取笑, 多少人的误会, 多少人的辱骂,
how much mockery and how much ridicule did he endure through all these time.
但是他面向耶路撒冷钉十字架的决心没有改变。
However, his determination to face Jerusalem never changed.
他有多孤单?
How lonely was he?
没有一个人了解他。
No one understood him.
连门徒也没有了解他。
Even his disciples did not understand him.
但是他继续往前行。
But he continued to walk forward.
因为神的灵在他身上。
It is because the Spirit of God was upon him.
所以他能够站得稳。
Therefore he can stand up.
他能够打战。
Therefore he can fight.
所以今天不是做圣工人的多就是好现象。
So it's today, if we have many people doing the work, that is not necessarily a good phenomenon.
做圣工人的多, 这是好。
To have many people doing the work, it is good.
但是如果做圣工人的多, 希望成为教会的力量, 还有一步要做。
But if we want to do the work of God and want to become the power in the church, of the church, we have to do one more step.
每一个人要被神的气息所充满。
Every one of us have to be filled by the breath of God.
这样才有神的生命, 才有神的力量, 才能够打战。
Only then can we have the life of God, can we have the power of God, so that we can fight.
但是如果一堆人做圣工, 没有人愿意祷告。
But if there's a bunch of people who is waiting to work, but no one wants to pray,
那你就发现很好, 但是什么也做不成。
But when you discover it is good, but when you cannot do anything,
因为缺乏神的能力。
Because we lack the power of God,
缺乏神的生命。
We lack the life of God.
所以这个属灵的战没有办法打胜。
Therefore, we cannot win the spiritual battle.
所以在使徒行传第二章,
so in Acts chapter 2,
在第一章里面主耶稣升天以前,
in chapter 1, when before Jesus ascended to heaven,
叫他们一个, 给他们一个大使命,
Lord Jesus gave them this great commission,
要往普天下去传福音,
that they must preach the truth or the gospel to the end of earth.
信而受洗必然得救,
and those who believe and baptize, they will be saved.
这是得救问题。
This is regarding how they could be saved.
就是与主同死同埋葬同复活的问题。
This is the question of to be buried, to die together with Christ, to be buried together with Christ, and to resurrect with Christ.
这是一个最有价值的征战。
This is the most valuable battle.
让人得胜。
To cause a person to be victorious.
得生命。
To receive life.
但是主耶稣说,
but Jesus told them,
你们在耶路撒冷等候,
you have to wait in Jerusalem,
等候上头的能力,
wait for the power from above.
那门徒就开始进到耶路撒冷, 就开始祷告。
And the disciple listened, and they began to pray in Jerusalem.
第二章说, 一阵大风吹过,
and in chapter 2, this great wind blow through them.
这个原文就是气息。
And the original text of wind is breath.
就是吹在那个泥土上, 变成, 亚当, 变成有人活人那个气息。
It is the breath that has been breathed into the man of dust, the breath of Adam.
所以这个神的气息吹到这个人身上。
So as the breath of God has been breathed into this person,
这120个人身上,
these 120 people,
他们就活过来了。
They become alive.
灵里面就活过来了。
In their spirit, they become alive.
不但活过来了。
Not only they are alive,
站起来了。
They stood up.
不但站起来了。
Not only they stood up,
开始可以打战了。
They are able to fight.
所以, 彼得就开始讲道,
then Peter began to preach.
真的是带有能力,
and he truly preached with power.
为什么带有能力?
How come he had power?
因为他被神的气息充满,
because he was filled by the breath of God.
所以他讲的话会扎人的心,
therefore the words he speak can penetrate people's heart.
他的服事有果效,
his servitude is very fruitful.
那我们看整个第二章里面看使徒教会的改变,
so we can see and witness the transformation of the apostolic church.
他们竟然能够做到凡物共用,
they could even carry out to the point where they can share everything with everyone.
因为当一个人被神的本性充满的时候，
For when a person is fully filled by the fullness of God,
那个本性就是耶稣的爱。
That character will be the love of Christ.
当一个人被神的爱充满的时候，
When a person is filled by the love of God, Christ,
神所爱的就是我所爱的。
Then who the Lord loves will be the person that I will love.
因为我被他的本性充满。
Because I'm filled up by his character.
耶稣愿意给他什么，我也愿意给他。
If the Lord is willing to give him, then I'm willing to give him.
已经没有个我的私心的存在。
There's no longer any selfish concerns.
这个改变是大的。
And so this change, transformation is great.
人类最大的危机就是自私。
The greatest danger of humankind is selfishness.
除非人能够被神的气息本性充满。
Unless a person can be filled by the breath of God,
人是没有办法改变。
A person will not be able to change.
所以整个教会要变成了一个大家庭。
So if the church wants to become a great family,
只有一个方法。
There's only one way.
当然沟通是需要的。
Of course we need to communicate.
但是如果人的本性没有改变，
But if a person's own character did not change,
你怎么沟通还是没有办法改变。
It will not be. Does not matter how much we communicate, we still can change.
但是如果一个人的本性改变，
but if a person's character has changed,
被神爱充满，
if they have been filled by the love of God,
有时候我们在家里面夫妻也很少谈话，有时候。
Sometimes even at home, we already talk to between a spouse, a husband and a wife.
但是我会发现这个灵里面是互通的。
But when you discover there is this connection in the spirit,
因为。大家都被神的爱充满。
For everyone are filled by the love of God.
那个爱就尽在不言中啊。
And the love would be shown without speaking or speech.
所以大家都被神的爱充满。
So if everyone is filled by the love of God,
整个教会就尽在不言中啊，就很和睦，很和谐。
Then the entire church will be in love.
这是我们应该走的方向。
This is the direction we have to work towards.
枯骨复活。
To allow the bones to live,
因为有气息吹在上面。
Because of the breath of God in them.
掌声。
Let us sing him.
358首。
Number 358.